Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. The president will be delivering his fifth State of the Union address tonight. He's expected to discuss a range of issues from income inequality to immigration and education.
And as we wait for that speech, we're going to take the temperature now of Americans with a look at a new poll from the Pew Research Center. It's the center's annual survey of policy priorities, which found that for the first time since President Obama took office, deficit reduction has slipped as a priority for Americans. Michael Dimmock is Vice President of Research at the Pew Research Center, and he's with us from Washington. Michael, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, we saw a big change in how Americans rate the deficit as a priority. Tell us about that.
You know, public concerns about the deficit have been growing over Obama's presidency pretty steadily up until this year, when now they've fallen off for the first time in about 5 years. Last year, 72% of Americans rated the deficit a top priority for the president and Congress. That was the third highest ranked issue right after the economy and jobs. It's fallen 9 points to just 63% now, ranking about sixth in the overall list of priorities people have.
And how does that break down among Republicans and Democrats?
You know, the steepest fall off was among Democrats. In fact, fewer than half of Democrats now say the deficit is a top priority for the coming year. Independent concerns about the deficit have also tailed off a bit. It remains a top consideration for Republicans.
Well, if something is going down, then presumably something else is going up in importance. So what are people more interested in than reducing the deficit?
You know, it's interesting. It's not always the case that when one thing goes down, another goes up. In fact, sometimes the overall priorities the public express reflect their overall levels of stress. And it may be that some of the really deep economic stress that people were feeling have abated a bit. For example, the share who rate the nation's economy, a perennial concern in recent years, is also down slightly from a year ago, 86% to 80%. The only issue that we've tested consistently in recent years that's up this year is improving roads, bridges, and public transit. Some more people are saying that that should be a priority, but still it ranks near the bottom of our overall national priority list at 39% saying it's a top priority.
Now, I see that dealing with illegal immigration is also down toward the bottom of the list, with only 41% of people saying that that's a top policy priority this year. Now, dealing with illegal immigration is only part of the immigration picture, but if that is going to be a major theme of President Obama's push for Congress this year, what does that tell you about where people in the country are on that issue?
You know, immigration has never really risen to the top of the list for Americans. Again, with their broader concerns about the economy and the ability of government to address the nation's overall success, immigration is an important issue, but it's never really risen to the top of the agenda. That said, Americans would really like to see the issue dealt with. It feels like the kind of issue that could be achieved. It's sort of tantalizingly close, I think, not only to people in Washington, but to people in the general public, that the opportunity to achieve some kind of progress on a sticky issue like that would, I think, mean a lot to people, even if they don't see immigration as the number one concern.
One other issue I want to ask you about, and that is the NSA. And I see that strengthening the country from terrorism, which defenders of the NSA spying programs would say it is doing, that ranks as 70% for independents say it's a top priority, 70 for Democrats, 81% say defending the country from terrorism is a top priority for Republicans.
This has been a perennial concern since 9/11, but they do have mixed feelings when it comes to the NSA program. In our latest survey, more people disapprove than approve of the government's collection of telephone and internet data. 53% disapprove, 40% approve in the same survey. There's a growing concern about the extent of what the government is doing in this area and the balance of privacy versus security. But terrorism remains a pretty broad concern for Americans.
Well, Michael, as you look at all of the issues that you ask people about, is there any that Republicans and Democrats really agree on that the president could take note of as he tries to figure out what he can do this year with a Republican Congress?
I think immigration is an opportunity for both sides. The Republican Party really wants to show that it has concerns about the Latino community, where it's not made a lot of headway in terms of getting electoral support. And the president clearly would like to see something done. Whether they can find a middle ground that they can come together on is really the issue. I think another area is tax reform. Now, that's a sticky situation because both sides have sort of drawn lines in the sand about whether there should be any increases in taxes, particularly for higher income Americans and businesses. But there is a broad desire among the public to see the tax system changed, shifted, rationalized in some way. And there's an argument from both the left and the right about how that could be done in ways that would be useful to the country. We've seen frustration about the tax system for a long time now. And if that's the kind of issue that they could tackle, I think it would really mean something to people symbolically about the government's ability to perform, given its track record in recent years.
Michael Dimmick, Vice President of Research at the Pew Research Center. And we've got a link and more information about the poll at our website, hereandnow.org. Michael, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you.